Welcome to the UGA BCM Podcast, a part of the Baptist Collegiate Ministries located on campus at the University of Georgia. For more information about us or learn how to get involved, follow us on Instagram at UGABCM and find us online at UGABCM.org. We hope you enjoy today's episode. Welcome to today's episode of the UGA BCM Podcast. I am Tommy Fountain, and with me today is
Jerry Johnson.
And today we have with us our two new interns for this school year. And so we're going to be quizzing them and to start off with, but also asking them some deep questions so you guys can get to know our interns. So Katie and Caroline, in no particular order, why don't you guys start and share with us just a little bit about who you are, just for a couple of a minute or so.
Hey, my name is Caroline Chester. I just graduated with a degree in rhetoric from Georgia College and State University in good old Milledgeville, Georgia. And I'm originally from Cartersville, Georgia, so just north of Atlanta.
Awesome. Katie, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Katie Fisher. I just graduated from Georgia Southern with a degree in international studies. It was amazing. And I'm in Statesboro now, but I'm from Richmond now.
Awesome.
Hey, we want to just ask you a few just either or questions, get things going. So, Katie, mountains or beach?
Mountains, for sure.
Mountains. Caroline, what are you thinking?
Mountains, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a beach guy. So what we're going to find through this is how compatible all four of us are in actually working together. So it's a good thing you're already hired, right?
Yeah, and so far not so good.
Hey, here's a good one. Cereal or Pop-Tarts?
Apparently, it's a tough question. It gets worse than this.
Depends on the cereal. Depends on the Pop Tart.
It does.
Or like strawberry Pop Tarts.
Those are not answers. You got to have a definite.
Okay.
Blueberry Pop Tarts.
Caroline.
Strawberry Pop Tarts.
All right. So we're both Pop Tarts. Strawberry and blueberry Pop Tarts. My children would like you. So that's good.
Lasagna or steak?
Steak.
Ooh.
Lasagna. I don't like steak.
Okay.
All right. So based on the fact that you're coming to Athens and the University of Georgia, these next two I'm going to throw at you just so people know where you stand. All right. So Here we go. Alabama or Auburn?
I don't know the right answer. I don't watch football.
Okay.
That was the wrong answer.
It's UGA, right? That's the right answer.
What you got, Caroline?
Well, obviously it's UGA. That's the answer, right?
That's good.
Do I really have to answer?
Yeah,
I have to answer.
You got to pick one. The lesser of two evils.
Alabama.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Now, football or baseball? What's your favorite?
Ooh.
You got to choose between one of those.
I'll just say baseball. I know Tommy does baseball stuff.
There you go. That's good.
Caroline? Football or baseball?
Yeah.
Yes.
Probably football.
Football? Yeah. All right.
Are you more of a fan of spring or fall?
Fall,
for sure.
Fall. Nice. All right. Well, how about this one? LSU or Florida?
Oh, boy.
UGA.
Oh, that's a great answer, Katie. Your answer always ought to be that.
That's kind of like, if you ever get asked the Sunday school question, sovereignty of God.
Jesus.
Right? Caroline, what you got? Florida or LSU?
LSU. I can't say Florida.
Okay. That's good. That's good to know.
I really can't.
All right. This is a good one. Instagram or Twitter?
Instagram. I don't have Twitter, actually.
I don't ever use my Twitter.
Okay, Katie, we'll start with you. Now, this is an important one to some people. Some people don't care, but the toilet paper over the top or underneath the bottom? When you're putting the toilet paper.
So I don't even realize which side I'm doing it on, and my roommates have gotten angry at me.
Well, see how they would. Yeah. How about you?
Fairly, I think it's like over. Oh, it goes over, right?
You can say, but
not behind.
I go over, but I have a roommate. I don't know which one. One of them goes under, and I change it back every time.
too funny.
I got to remember.
People have crazy ideas about things that are really important to them. So tell me about your family, Caroline.
So my family, I have two older siblings, a brother and a sister. I guess three. I have a sister-in-law as well. And then two parents. I grew up at church. My dad's a pastor, so I've always kind of been at church. And then I have a nephew making an appearance in November.
All
that's
right.
Exciting. Yes. And then I have a fur niece named Macy, and she's crazy, but we love her. So
fur niece, that's great. What about you, Katie?
So I have a younger brother. He is about 2 years younger than me, and he's at SCAD right now. Both my parents actually work at SCAD. They're super smart, really awesome. My dad got a degree in comic books, so not much cooler than that. And my mom teaches finance and business and is getting her doctorate, so super cool. Awesome.
That's cool. I've got a huge comic book collection you're going to have to look at one of these days, so I do.
Yeah, I can definitely do that.
All right, so so you guys, when are you actually moving to Athens?
I get there in 5 days.
Okay.
On the 24th.
And Katie, how about you?
Well, my stuff's already there, but I'll probably move there around when Caroline does.
Okay. Sounds awesome. Great. That's good stuff. So 5 days. Wow.
Hey, do either of y'all have any connections with, what is your connection or background with Athens prior to now?
I don't really have one. I mean, I've always been a Bulldog fan. My dad kind of instilled that in me at a young age. But other than that, I don't really have, like, other than just having friends that have gone there, no real connection.
Well, believe me, it's a cool.
It is. It is. Yeah. Hey, do you have any previous connections to Athens?
No, I'm the same way. But I'm like, every time I go up, I fall more in love with the city.
That means you guys have a lot of awesome places that you've got to visit eat. Because if there's anything that you can do in Athens, right, it is.
And it is a quintessential university town.
Right.
And so it's the best.
Hey, quick either or again, as we're talking about eating or meeting with students. Are you more of a coffee person or more of a lunch person? This is for the students out there. So they know which one you ask to hit up for things.
Coffee.
Yeah,
yeah.
Coffee too for me.
Wow, that's good.
Hey, that's good. That's a lot better than tacos. So.
That's right. Wow, that hurt.
Yeah, Tommy,
that hurt. You, so, hey, tell us a little bit, if you don't mind, about how did you get involved in ministry and what led you to be in VCM. Katie, why don't you go first?
Okay. So I got into ministry when I first started at the BCM my freshman year of college, and Jerry actually was our campus minister at Georgia Southern. And my third week, my freshman year, I ended up getting on council for evangelism because Jerry really believed in me. It was crazy. And ever since then, I've had a huge heart for outreach, and God convicted me and told me that I was supposed to be in ministry as an occupation in this job. And then coming into campus ministry, I never thought I would be in campus ministry, but I had talked to Jerry and I talked to Chris and I talked to a couple of other people who I really respect. And they said, like, why don't you try it?
Katie, Chris is your current campus minister.
Yeah.
Jerry,
Chris,
right?
Chris Bryan is my current campus minister. And so I applied. I actually was going to apply in October, and then I kind of went through a couple of different things of what I wanted to do in the future. And God convicted me again when I was in China in December, and I said that. That was crazy.
Got you. Caroline, tell us about you.
Yeah, my story is really similar to Katie's. So I got involved at the BCM pretty quickly my freshman year. We did this like Bible study for all the freshmen. And then our campus minister, David, pretty much put us on leadership in the spring, and we just got going really early. So it was good. I learned a lot. And I don't know, like, ministry as an occupation was never really something that I thought I would do because my dad's a pastor. And so I was like, no way. Like, I've seen what he deals with and I'm not interested in that. But somewhere along the way, the Lord got me and he said, no, this is where you're supposed to be. And so, yeah, I'm excited. I was on the outreach team, similar to Katie, and then I was also on the connecting team, which I think is more my wheelhouse of just meeting people and making relationships and things like that. And so I'm really excited to get started with, you know, new relationships and new connections and things like that.
One more question about that is, as you think about being a campus minister, I think people who are listening would like to hear from you say, what do you think that means? What are some of the things that you think it means to be a campus minister?
I think that discipleship is a huge part of being a campus minister, and also helping students see the church and see how important the church is, and to get involved in the church, and to ultimately get students involved in the church so they can continue to be involved in the church later on in life and have that community, as well as just discipling them and teaching them how to read the Bible, about theology, about our mandates, our missions as Christians, what we're supposed to be doing, and also being there as someone to support them, to love them, encourage them, and bring them through difficult times.
That's good. Caroline, you're up.
You kind of said it. Yeah, all those things. Also, I think just being an ally for students is a really important thing. You never know what a student's going to come to you with on their plate, and it could be something totally unexpected. And, you know, being that person that's willing to listen and hear them out and not judge them, but love them instead, I think that's really important in a campus minister. And that's something I've been blessed with in my experience with campus ministers. But yeah, just being that their cheerleader, honestly, being their biggest cheerleader and just supporting them every step of the way. I think that's so important.
You know, it's always cool because as interns, you guys came out of a local BCM, you know, at your local colleges that you came from. And one of our goals is that students, you know, once they leave school, that they're still and plugged in and involved in the local church and so forth. And so what do you see as some keys to students that as they leave, because you guys have now left undergrad and so forth, as they leave, maintaining a healthy balance in their spiritual life, and being in a place 18 months after they're out of here that they're still growing in their relationship with Christ. What do you see as some keys to that?
Well, I think overall getting plugged in with the church wherever you are, because of course that is important. That's where you'll find community and to like really find a church, and not only that, but get involved in the church. Because it's one thing to just, you know, go to church and then leave every Sunday. And then it's another thing to get involved in church and involved in a ministry that it's a part of. And there are certain things that you can do, or volunteering or helping out in any kind of way, where if you have like a very strenuous job, like you could still be a part of the church and still help out and be involved.
Yeah, that's good. Caroline, yeah, anything to add?
Yeah, I think too, like, don't be afraid to go alone. I know that sounds really horrible, but I mean, especially when I was first starting out in college, even, you know, I didn't know anybody really, and I was kind of going by myself, and you just have to trust the Lord's going to provide that community for you wherever you think he's leading you. Also, like, not getting caught up in what your old church was like necessarily. I think that's really important is, you know, when you exit a season of life, you're exiting a lot of the things that were in that season. And so it's easy to get caught up and say, well, this church isn't like my old church. Maybe it's not supposed to be. Maybe the Lord has something new for you in a different place. And so be open to trying different churches, to go by yourself if you need to, but also be open to like the new things that the Lord might have in a different kind of a church.
So what's the place of the BCM? And how do you make, what are some other things that will be important for a freshman, transfer student to come and maintain that balance in their life? What are some of the other things beyond the basics of having a local church home? What else? Why the BCM, I guess, is the question.
Okay. Honestly, I mean, I'm biased because I went to BCM like all 4 years and I'm about to work for the BCM, but I have never found a family like the BCM in my entire life. The people that are there are just genuinely there for you. They're not trying to minister to you out of a selfish place. They're there to just genuinely push you to the Lord and to just walk with you in every step of life. And that includes church. You know, I've got a lot of my first experiences at church because I asked one of the older BCM students, could I have a ride with them? Could they take me to their church? I want to see their church. And you just grow such a strong community. And in college, you really need that. You really need that strong community that's going to keep you centered. And so I think for me, it was the people. And that's why it should be at UGA, BCM as well. The people are just incredible there.
Katie, I want to hit on something that Caroline just said about, finding the local church. Like, one of the ways she did it was through asking other folks at the BCM. You have one of the coolest things I've ever heard with what your goal was last year when you were at Georgia Southern about taking others to church. And it's something that we're going to implement this year, and we've come up with some really cool ideas. Tell us, if you don't mind, a little bit about kind of what your goal was last year on a weekly basis, heading to church and taking others with you, and just how we hope to see even that impact of students.
Yeah, absolutely. So something that I was really passionate about here at Georgia Southern was international students and international ministry. And I got really close to this one international student who became a really good friend of mine, and he is not a Christian. But he went to church with me every single Sunday just because I asked. And then it became just a regular thing. So we went the whole year together. And it was just something truly amazing and something I wanted the next year, but he actually left back to his country. So it was really sad. And God really convicted me over the summer as I was praying about international ministry this next year, or the next year at that time. And he really convicted me and said, your car should never be empty on a Sunday. And so I kept praying for the rest of the summer that God would ensure that my car would never be empty on a Sunday, that I would always ask, whether it was an international student or a freshman or just a student who didn't have a ride or who didn't want to go alone, to come with me to church. And he definitely followed through on that, because I think it was only 3 Sundays before Corona hit where I didn't have somebody else besides me in the car. And so truly amazing that I got to take so many people to church.
And you had no idea at the time that was going to become an emphasis as an intern at the
no, no.
You were working at.
I just like, and it was such a big thing to me that when I like casually tell people this, because I'm like, oh yeah, like I was really convicted about that. They're like, oh yeah, that's like a really good point. And like, I should do that too. And I was like, I didn't mean to convict you too. I like, this was something I went through and I didn't realize. And it was like, but I'm super excited about in Athens. Now we're going to be doing that, the same thing, but just on a larger scale. So that's even more exciting because that's more people than my tiny car can handle. So that's amazing.
That's right.
Because we're doing church Uber.
That's right. Yeah.
Our Uber.
If you're listening, guys, you know, one of our goals for this next year is for none of our students to ever have their cars empty on a Sunday. And we're going to give you a resource to be able to make that happen by giving you the opportunity to be a part of something that we're calling Church Uber. And so we're so excited about that.
I'm just thrilled. In the fall, you may be wearing a mask while you're taking the church.
That's right. We'll follow all CDC guidelines.
That's right. We're protect our safety.
So. That's right.
So tell us, Caroline, let's start with you. I know it's just kind of just thrown out there, but what would you say is your life coach?
Wow. That's easy. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I don't know. Honestly.
For when in doubt,
I think
sovereignty of God.
Sovereignty of God. He'll show me.
Yeah, right. Right. I think I like thought about this a little bit, and I think service. I don't know if it's what you're looking for, but like I honestly, that might sound cliche, but I think just like living a service-oriented life is really like my mission. I want to be somebody that is not afraid to give everything that I have or all of my free time or whatever. And that just is in all elements of life, not just my job, not just like at my church one day, but also in my relationships, just being that person that's willing to serve without holding back. Because I think that's such a great image of, you know, what Christ is for us as well. And so I think that would be my life's mission. I don't know if that's what you're looking for, but that's what I was thinking.
That's good.
I'm not going to tell you what your life mission is. That's
yeah.
That's not hard. So, Katie, tell us a favorite scripture or a life scripture that you might have and why.
So, I don't know if I have technically, like, necessarily a favorite scripture, but a scripture that means a lot to me is do all that you can to be at peace with everyone, which is Romans 12:18. which is in, it's different in different versions, but that was the first Bible verse I memorized as a Christian and as a new Christian. And I don't know, that's always just been a really big thing to me, because being at peace with everyone, I'm sorry, there's also a truck behind me. But being at peace with everyone doesn't always mean, you know, you have to be perfect with everyone, but it does mean that being kind, being loving, being forgiving, and just living a life that is always trying to at least be at peace with everyone and not causing such a rift, because the church is supposed to be one body and we're supposed to be unified together. And so that's kind of,
that's good.
That's really great for the times we're living in today. That's pretty awesome. Caroline, you said your dad was a pastor. Katie, when did you come to a relationship with Christ?
So I came to know Christ definitely later in my time. I didn't really grow up in a Christian home. And when I was in high school, someone invited me, and they kept inviting me, but I kept telling them no, that I don't do like the whole Christian thing, and that I've had a lot of bad experiences with the church and people who are Christians and who have been really judgmental and like really terrible to me personally. And so they just kept asking and they kept pursuing me. And I wasn't even supposed to end up in the class that I did where my friends asked me. So it was definitely, God had a huge plan for me. But then when I finally did get to church, even then I was like, I really don't like this, but I kept going because, they kept asking. And so I kind of stuck it out. But my youth pastor and his wife, they would talk to me every Sunday evening about what I was going through and giving me godly advice and sharing the gospel with me basically every single Sunday. And through that, after many, many months, I came to know Christ. But it was truly a remarkable story. And it's so crazy too, because he actually went to Georgia Southern and went to the BCM, and Jerry was his mentor. So
shout out to Jack Caldwell.
It was like
pastors, youth ministers out there. Yeah.
Yeah. And he wouldn't have been a youth minister if it wasn't for Jerry. So thanks, Jerry.
Holy Spirit credit for that. But, the will of Jerry is pretty important, but yeah, there you go. All right, Tommy, wrap us up.
With that. Right. There's something a little bit more, but
Jerry just asked me to wrap us up after he said the will of Jerry is important. Caroline, do you realize what you're getting into? That's the question.
I really don't. That's the thing. So I'm like, well, we'll just see when we get there.
Hey, listen, speaking of that though, Caroline, let me ask you a question, and then, and Katie, you answer too. What are you guys most excited about coming into this fall? Just, you know, you guys are going to be here in less than a week, basically, or in a week or so. So what are you most excited about this fall?
Wow. Hearing you say that, just really, wow. Less than a week. That's crazy. I think what I'm most excited about, I don't know. I'm just really excited to get started. You know, I'm just like, I'm ready to dig in. You know, Katie and I both have spent a summer just like praying and preparing and like getting ready to do this job. And I'm just excited to meet all the students that we've seen on a Zoom call, but like haven't actually gotten to meet in person, and welcome in all these freshmen who are going to have no idea what's going on times two, because now there's also coronavirus. And so it's a whole new kind of college experience. So I'm really just excited to see what the Lord's going to do, especially under these new circumstances. And I'm just ready to get started and get going and get to work, honestly.
Awesome. Katie, share with us what you're excited about.
I'm most excited definitely about the students too, and just meeting the students and getting to know the students, and getting to know where they're at. And I'm super excited also to be reaching out to our campus in new ways, because I always like creative and new things. So this is super exciting that we get even a newer way of trying to reach out to UGA students, international students, and all other students and freshmen. And I think I'm really excited to see the students' creativity too with this next year, because I really believe this is going to be an amazing year.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, ladies, thank y'all so much for being with us today and taking the time to share. And for those of you that are out there listening, we're doing this over a Zoom call today, which is a little different than what we've done in the past. So if there's any issues from a sound standpoint, you can't blame those on our editor, Zach. You can blame it on the Zoom call. But anyways, thank you ladies so much. We're so looking forward to y'all being in town. If nothing else, to be able to give y'all the kind of jobs that are suiting to interns, like picking out trash and things like that. And I'm kidding. I'm joking. But we are looking forward to having you guys come alongside of us. And thank you so much for listening today to this podcast. And on behalf of Jerry and myself and Caroline and Katie, come check us out this fall. And God bless all you guys, and go Dawgs.
Go Dawgs.
Go Dawgs.
Go Dawgs.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of the UGA BCM podcast. Follow us on Instagram at UGABCM and visit us online at UGABCM.org to find out more information about us. We'll see you next time.